work on my will to receive, despite he feels bad. And as a result of that bad, he is in disconnect from the Creator. Or, even though he feels good corporeally, and therefore disconnects from the Creator. If in both cases, in revealing the bad, or by having it good in corporeality, or that it's bad for me in spirituality, if I effort to not separate from the providence, from the feeling that it comes to me from the Creator, and I'm connected to Him, upon all those forms that happen to me, even though I taste bad in the providence, I have a reward. And if not, if I don't get to exert there, there is a punishment. So let's talk about this in a workshop. How do we realize what we heard throughout the day? Again, the question is, how do we implement these words of the Rav that we heard now throughout the day?
קודם כל היה מדהים, הרבה התפעלות לראות כמה...
First of all, it was amazing how much impression I got from, although Rav is so exhausted, felt so tired, he felt the need to give us so much inspiration. And we need to give each other the strength and remind each other how every step, every little action in life, it's the Creator aiming us on the shortest line to perfection. So every feeling, every Rishimo that appears, everything is simply the good who does good, that wants to expose his actions, and we have to be grateful to one another and show joy for the path.
In the effort to hold on to there's no one else besides him throughout the day, there are several challenges. One is that a person disconnects from it, and secondly, he doesn't manage to connect to it through the 10. And in both states, what needs to be worked on is the arvut between us, because you can't enter this day, this task alone. It's something that has to be together. We have to make sure that this general atmosphere will be that way, and actually this common concern, that in that place we discover there's no one else besides him.
Whenever Rav travels, he incorporates with the places and the people who were there. And then he brings out things that we haven't heard previously with clarity, we haven't seen before. And I, for one, have felt that India is speaking from within him. When he explained there's none besides him, I felt it was in ways that he didn't explain it before. It was clearer, more tangible, seemingly more practical. I don't know, it was it was really how to act practically, how to live this thing of there's not besides him, and how it's expressed in the ten. We have to listen to this lesson again in order to absorb it. It was really as if there's not besides him the Indian way.
Yes, really. The ten is really the kli, and I also agree that with that which Chaim said, it's also something that in Rav, maybe that fatigue and incorporation there gave a lot. We have to go over this lesson again, and we can take from there many things more. Like in every lesson, but there's something there. And really, in the ten, this whole state in which you have every moment the opportunity through the friends to see providence, and there's no else besides him, and to remind and see where we are every given moment. And this is the time, this is this integration, this thought this desire to care for the friends. It's actually the only thing that we can examine where we are.
I also heard that from the connection in our tent, we get a lot of entrances and exits. So the more we connect, the more we are in contact with one another. The Creator will help us and arrange for us ways to look for the connection with Him.
Chaim awakened in me the deficiency to listen to the lesson again today, and that's what I'll do throughout the day. We went through and learned the fact that the pleasure and the sufferings can be a reason for the disconnect. And on the other hand, it can be like a lift to raise those pleasure and sufferings that we're feeling as a lift to bring us to a connection with the Creator. Meaning with those states that we need to return to connect to the center of the ten and to the Creator.
No matter what I feel, the work is to be adhered to the Creator. I can't do this without the environment, without the right atmosphere. And this is really the arvut between us. With our hands and feet, we're working to raise the importance, and internally we care about praying, asking that the friends will be connected, we'll think about connection. Only in this way can we do the work of the Creator.
He gave advice to fill the friends in my tent as if they're my children and only care about that.
I was
also impressed by that second part that we heard in New Life about the delegitimization of the people of Israel. It's really...
We'll read another excerpt and talk about it. How do we perform integration, incorporation, hitkalelut? To be integrated means that I feel above all the disturbances connection. We don't understand it so well in our world because we don't have three lines. We don't have a state of I, and on the other hand, forcefully I go for the Creator and I attach everything to the Creator. We don't have it. From that we need to understand to feel our uniqueness in spirituality, because until I connect at least once to the other, I don't know what is connection. Later in the connection with the other that I built, I begin to enter disturbances. And I'm willing to go on with those disturbances, and on top of that I measure the degree of my integration. This is the question. If we didn't have the left line, I couldn't measure the degree of my integration. But I measure it specifically from the left to the right in the middle line. So how do we measure the need? How do we measure the need? The need to lose himself reluctantly in the others. Because only in this way I can come out of myself to unite with the Creator. So let's talk about it again. The need to lose oneself reluctantly in the others, because only this way I come out of myself to unite with the Creator. Let's talk about it.
Yes, because really the crimes, the transgressions are being revealed, and the egoistic full desire is being revealed that you can't do anything. And actually only by the desire to bestow you discover from the middle this, and it's only through the friends. You have no other way to scrutinize and discover the desire and begin to work with it. And this is the opportunity we have of incorporation, of the attempt of going opposite yourself and emerging and going towards the friends and trying to work with them.
Rav's trip to India is a good example because there are a billion people there who seemingly and through various spiritual methods they seemingly connect, unite with one another in a beautiful connection, but they don't have a left line. They don't have these three lines, and then you can't really build spirituality. There's nothing to build it over.
What's special in our way is to the ability to combine two factors, left, right, connection, the separation, and cover everything with love. And that's where it's really standing out on this mirror that the creator is, that Rav is in India there. And we heard that they're doing all kinds of bodily exercises, but don't know how to work with the negation, the distance. And we understand the negation, the distance, the burdening, all those deviations. It's they themselves that strengthen and enforce our connection. And if we don't, if we use those and work with those, then we will actually rise more.
I can measure myself any moment throughout the day, all the states, all the feelings, all the thoughts that are going, I'm going through. The question is, am I stuck in myself, thinking about myself, thinking about how to come out of it, what to do? Or I'm taking it as a leverage to think about the others, to pray, to ask. That's the entire process of the day.
And to make sure that it's happening, we have to make times for the Torah, Zooms, reminders, when to take out. I sit in the computer for the source materials will be open there, so I don't run away to nonsense and all each time come back to our environment.
The need to lose oneself in the others can come after a long time. We also heard it in the lesson. After many ins and outs, a person gradually, out of despair, begins to understand it. But we were given the friends to accelerate these processes by building a need for the friend, by example, through envy, by pushing one another forward, reminding one another this is how we can advance.
There's a lot of talk today about working above that bad feeling. I think that the measurements of the need to lose ourselves above in others is where we see the need to gradually become happier. When you get an opportunity to rise above the ego and specifically operate according to the need and desire of the ten or the group, and to the extent in which you move faster from being concentrated in yourself and move to being concentrated in the friends and their desire, you see your need to be lost inside them.
And when you come to the state, all that's left is to ask, to pray for the friends, for the state that you're constantly checking. And that's through a prayer, through the request.
The effort to incorporate in the friends creates a need because it shows you how much you're not capable of doing it. It puts you before that wall, and then there's a need for the Creator to come and help and arrange such an connection.
That's our participation in creation. There's no man unless there's a need in our common connection to try to find a common ground, that connection between us. This is a free choice. Either each one lives in his own natural nature that motivates him, or we decide through free choice to realize that desire that was created in us and to form the human in us, the man.
So that I will have a need, I need importance. If I don't have importance, if I don't have the suitable environment that constantly talks about it and creates such a strong atmosphere that for a moment I can't leave the friends. At every single moment I want to adhere to them, want to ask for them. It all depends on the environment we create.
And there's nothing like entering the weekend to reinforce the environment, the opportunity when we gather together, drawing the light, the whole world clear. As we heard from the friends in Moscow, we prepare ourselves for the Moldova Congress. There are many opportunities now in the air to realize each and every word.
And to constantly be in that form of there's none else besides him, in the ten, in the friends, connect those two intentions together.
The tasks we're receiving are very practical. The group constantly demands things from us. We have activities throughout the day that we have to do, we have general tasks we have to carry out, we have personal tasks that the group and
To conclude, we're going to repeat one more sentence from the lesson. The true operator does not ask when does it end, but continues every day anew. And the main thing is incorporating with the group. From Unity 1, the convention in Moldova, we're inviting all the students to the convention in Chisinau, Moldova, that will take place 6th to the 8th of September. For registration and additional details, enter kabbalah.info/convention, and we will watch a clip on the topic.
The annual congress for the Russian speakers. Take advantage of the opportunity once a year to meet thousands of other friends. Put aside all your businesses and focus on spirituality. You will feel powerful acceleration from the friends. You receive clarity of sensation, the taste and the power of spiritual freedom. Hurry up and sign up on Sviva Tova on the Congress page, Kishinev, or help others reach the Congress through Help Chaver. September 6th through 8th, in one of the nicest areas in Europe, in Kishinev, in the exhibition gardens, Mold Expo. Get the ticket, your ticket to your next spiritual degree.
Cheer. Song.
Преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Cause if you take this light at night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. Соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели, слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución. to the skies.
Look up to the skies.
'Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright.
Sky.